Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of September 2016, and this is the 442nd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm very glad that I've got this podcast to do today, to be able to talk to you and create a focus in what has been a very mushy sort of a day. It's quite overcast and I felt tired today. I think it may have been that yesterday I had an orthobionomy session, and I think it may have taken more out of me than I expected. This morning I felt very dozy, and in fact I had a really long rest. So that was a bit of a, it was a bit of a rest, but it also put a bit of a kibosh on what I had hoped to do, and the way I had thought out the end of this week. Because I'm going to be doing Qigong for 2 days this weekend down at Signet, which is a lovely little village about 50 minutes drive from Hobart, I knew, or know, don't not knew, but I still know that I really must get murmurs done by Friday, and not too late on Friday. And I had really hoped to have something done for the In the Flesh Writers Group by the end of today. And in fact, I've worked on it for an hour at the cafe, and it didn't come very easily, and it's pretty clunky stuff. So I have had a really good run of writing, actually. I don't usually have haven't usually had a run as good as this for a long time. So I want to kind of pause and be really grateful for what has happened, and just accept that some days I'm not really able to do it. And today was one of those days, and I might just have to hand them one page, which is what I've got at the moment. In a way, last time I didn't get very much done. It meant that I had quite a lot of notes for what I hadn't quite finished, and that was very useful when I came back to doing the next month's piece of writing. So it could be a good thing. But it would be nice to have a little bit more than I've got. And I also think that I need to have a bit of a look at what I've already written a few months ago, or perhaps a couple of years ago, for this section, because I'm writing it from scratch, really, but sometimes what I've already written gives me a bit more to go on. So that's been my day, and now I just looked at the time, and I've got a work session with my sister at 4:30, and I just thought, how lovely, I can stop kind of wallowing in not doing, and I can talk to you, and hope this doesn't sound too depressing. I don't really feel depressed, just very, very tired. I hope that you are not very tired. I hope that you are delighting in this equinox period, equinox wherever you are, the lovely evenness of day and night, which kind of creates a bit of a calm in the movement of the seasons. I really like this slightly suspended time before we hurtle in one direction or the other. So I do hope that you can enjoy this sort of week, I suppose. Maybe Here it's maybe even a bit longer, of almost equal days and nights. I hope you have a great day today, and if you haven't had your day, all the best for what is about to happen. If you have had your day, I hope you have a lovely evening and a great sleep, and that you feel refreshed tomorrow. And this is a bit of a hope that I have for myself as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you tomorrow.